Welcome to the Freakeasy.
What's up, guys?
What's up, buddy?
This is the new podcast spinoff from the Geekeasy podcast, where we are talking about horror movies all the way up to Halloween. I am your host, the terrifying Jaron McCaffrey. My co-host,
just the regular Jonathan Leonard. I'm not very scary.
And my other co-host,
Phantom Dan.
Phantom Dan. What's up, guys?
I don't think it's new anymore, brother. We're three episodes in. This thing's old hat now.
It's still
newish. We're still not at the halfway point quite yet. Next time will be the halfway point, right?
Yeah.
Halfway already?
We're getting there.
I hope this thing gets renewed.
5 weeks until Halloween. You hope it gets renewed. We'll have to check the ratings at the end of the season. We'll see.
I guess. Well, I'm super excited. This week, we are talking about Dan's favorite horror movie.
Is it? we'll find out.
I just assume because it's about toys.
That's true. That's true. It has to be by default. This movie was made for me.
Right. We are talking Child's Play.
Yes.
1, 2, and 3.
Yep. Not the of Chucky's, though.
Not the of Chucky's, and not the remake, because none of us saw that.
Yeah, I still haven't seen the remake. Yeah. Though I will say I'm much more intrigued to watch the remake with these fresh in my mind. So
yeah, I would.
We're going to have to make that happen soon.
Yeah. Okay.
See, the more we do this show, the more I realize how not as much of a horror aficionado I am as I thought I was. Yeah. Not that I ever would have put myself in the high rankings, because I know there's a bunch of stuff I've missed. But like, I felt like I had a pretty strong grasp on a lot of these, and this is another series I had never seen before.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of the same way, but we started off knowing that. Like, the thing that I was most looking forward to about the show is experiencing a lot of these movies that I've never actually experienced.
Right.
But with Child's Play, I did mention before that I was pretty sure I had seen a Child's Play when I was younger. Mm-hmm. I have definitely seen several of the of Chucky movies.
Right.
But I thought for sure I had seen one of the Child's Plays when I was younger, and I realized after watching the movies that it was number 2 that I had seen when I was younger.
Oh.
Because I specifically remembered the factory scene.
The factory scene
that we're going to talk about. But that's the thing that I, like, once it got there, I was like, oh, I know this. This, it triggered those like vague memories of, like, you know, you've seen this before, but you don't quite remember what happens in it. So that's totally what happened when I was watching that movie this time.
Well, when you're talking about a series like this too, especially if you haven't seen them all, or even if you have, like, they're so easy to run together.
Yeah.
So when you look back and go, I've seen some of them, there's almost no way of knowing for sure which one it is.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Right.
Like, you have to have seen all of them a bunch of times to really start to really know which is which.
Yep. So you guys talked about this movie, or when in some of the other episodes you guys talked about having memories of, like, the horror movies boxes at the video store.
Yeah.
And I think you guys had mentioned Ghoulies.
I mentioned
specifically.
Ghoulies.
You mentioned Ghoulies. Okay.
Yeah.
Child's Play and Monkey Shines.
Oh, yeah, Monkey Shines.
Were the boxes I remember.
It is so crazy that you say the name of that movie and I can see the box in my brain.
For sure.
That is crazy. Yeah. Forgot that existed, and then you brought it up, and there it is, still there in my brain.
Yeah.
Are there 11 of those movies? Can we do that?
I think there's only one.
Oh, man.
Only the one.
Doesn't mean we can't do it.
So, the first Child's Play was released in November of 1988. And then the second Child's Play was the next year, I believe, but I'm going to confirm that. Oh, no, it was 90. So, Child's Play 2 was in 90. So, there's a little gap in between. And then Child's Play 3 was in 91. So, quick turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
For the second two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Child's Play, as a quick overview, is the story of the good guy dolls, which are like My Buddy or... My Buddy, I guess.
Totally like a My Buddy. Yeah. I mean,
they always make me think of like a Cabbage Patch doll, but they're not a Cabbage Patch doll. Yeah. They're definitely a My Buddy. And the... Oh, what is he? He's the East Side Strangler. What's his name?
The Lake Shore.
The Lake Shore Strangler. Yeah, Lake Shore Strangler, because they're
straight,
in Chicago.
Straight. Yep. I was gonna say this is kind of like our hometown horror villain right here from Illinois. Yep. So.
Right. So Chucky is our main villain, and he is possessed by the spirit of Charles Lee Ray, who is the Lake Shore Strangler.
Mm-hmm.
And shenanigans ensue.
Yeah. I did not expect voodoo in this movie.
Yeah, no?
Seeing it happen, you're like, well, yeah, obviously.
And it continues through all of them. Yeah, how else? Must be voodoo. Yeah. Right. And it continues all the way through.
Yep.
I think the biggest shock to me was starting the first Child's Play and recognizing most of the cast.
Uh-huh.
You know, because we've gone through a bunch of movies with a bunch of people I've never seen before. Like outside of the Friday the 13th remake, and I guess Corey Feldman.
Kevin Bacon.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about Kevin Bacon.
Yep. Betsy Palmer.
I don't remember Betsy Palmer now. I don't know who Betsy Palmer is off the top of my head.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, this one, not like huge A-listers by any means, but I mean, Chris Sarandon of Princess Bride fame pops right into screen on the first scene. And I had no idea that Brad Dourif was, or Dourif, however you say it, was Chucky.
Yep.
Yeah. Which apparently all the way through,
even the
of Chucky's, from what I've been told, he still stays in there. And it just, even the mom, I cannot tell you exactly all the things I've seen her in, but definitely a familiar face. So I was shocked by a lot of the production quality of the first one. I think it was not what I expected.
Yeah. The first one. One of the first things I notice about, particularly the first Child's Play, the kills are a lot more embellished. You know, it's not Jason pops out with a machete and chops you. You know, or with a pitchfork and sticks you to the wall. You know, it's like, we'll hit you with this, and then you'll fall through this, and then you'll roll down this, and then you'll end up hung by this. And then Chucky will push you loose, and you'll fall on your head and die.
Well, it's like they were trying to have believable ways that somebody could die from a little doll. The first movie had not hit the over the top. Like you could tell they were trying to ground it a little bit still in the first movie. I mean, even though this movie was about a killer doll who was alive because of voodoo, they were still trying to ground it a little bit and make it a little scary in the first movie. But it definitely like loses that edge as these movies go on. Like it definitely does a flip after that first movie, or it kind of falls into the horror movie trope of let's set up people that you want to see die and then have crazy ways to kill them because that's what you're actually here for, kind of a thing.
Yeah.
But the first movie was definitely not that. Yeah. It was different.
First,
that's the weird way, because grounded is probably the best way you can describe it, but that's what I was saying. When I say I didn't expect what I got,
Whoa! Hey, what's your?
Come on!
Is your phone giving us a lecture?
Apparently,
Google, shut up!
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody. I don't know if that picked up on the mics, but John's phone was definitely just talking randomly. Yeah.
Which is weird because not only did I not say "Okay, Google" or anything along those lines, also I don't think my phone does any of that. I mean, I'm sure it would, but I think you have to turn that on, and I never have.
I don't know.
It's not a new phone.
All this Anyways, killer phone in the Killer Doll episode.
What's that movie? 976 Evil. There's two of those. We can do them.
Oh my god, that's a thing.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah.
Amazing. It's about a killer phone.
I haven't seen it. I think it's about I think it's about a killer phone number.
Well, that's not weirder. I might have to leave this thing here tonight accidentally, though.
Okay, just good. In case. Great.
Regardless. Grounded's probably like the best word you can use for it, but it's just a level of, like, I expected it to be way campier.
Yeah.
I expected it to be way gorier, which that is something I carry into all of these. Even the ones I've seen before, I remember as gorier than they end up being.
Yep.
And I think that's because when I was a kid, I was scared to watch all of these because I thought they were going to be.
Well, they had that reputation.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know if it's a perception of the time. You know, if at the time they were like groundbreaking gore, I mean, I feel like not, because
maybe Hellraiser, but not this one. You know,
well, even I mean, Hellraiser was 88. You know what I mean? But we had all those, you know, all those like all the old grindhouse pictures where, you know, they were trying to just be like over the top gore, you know, I mean, they were basically, you know, I mean, they weren't porn, but they were basically, well, a lot of them were porn, but they were basically like porn where it was just like, you know, okay, we've got all this blood. And then the plot just existed to get to, from blood to blood to blood, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why those.
Well, I mean, the term torture porn
is
basically what that evolved into in the later days
when that
kind of became what the genre moved towards for a while there. And I guess I just, like I said, I expected all of these to be
that
horrific on that level. Yeah. And like this one, I mean, there's not even that much blood in the first
Child's Play. No, there really isn't. You know? Yeah. I mean,
it's really just pretty much a straight up, like, they thought this was a movie.
Yeah.
And I'm not even saying that disparagingly. Like, it's not a great one. It's, you know, it's not a masterpiece by any means. But as far as like late 80s schlock cinema goes, it's as well produced as a bunch of them.
For sure.
Yeah.
You know, and I actually think that the concept is really neat in the way that, like, they played up on the doll talking to the kid, and the kid could hear and talk back to the doll. But once the doll started doing crazy things, everybody thought it was the kid doing awful things. And it got to the point where the kid, like, realized what was going on, and he's, like, begging people to believe him, and nobody believes him. And, like, that's actually a pretty good concept for, like this whole thing. And I really liked that. And they tried to kind of hang on to that throughout the next couple movies, but it just, I don't know, like, that first movie specifically, I thought just, it worked really well.
Yeah.
And I thought that the child actor that played Andy was really good at what he was doing, because he conveyed just like that right level of like in the beginning, like, he seemed very innocent about it, and then, like, you really started feeling bad for that kid, like, when the real crazy stuff started going down, and, like, the police are, like, bringing him into the station and everything and talking to him and keeping his mom away from him, like, all of a sudden you're just like, oh man, this is awful. Like, I actually feel real bad for this kid right now.
Yeah.
So I mean, I thought that whole idea is like a super good concept for a horror movie.
For sure. You
know? Yeah.
Well, interesting side note there, because originally the movie was meant to be even more like that.
Yeah.
So just to give a quick little background, since we're talking, the original story written by, let me get his name. Ooh, that's not his name.
Also, is it a coincidence that this kid's name is Andy and he's got a toy that comes alive, or is that like did Pixar do that on purpose? Or?
I wouldn't be surprised. you guys were talking about how elaborate the deaths were and stuff like that, and it got me to thinking that this was like the Home Alone of horror movies.
The Home Alone of horror movies.
Which even predates Home Alone, you know?
Man, I definitely felt like that, like, I felt like it looked like Home Alone a lot of times. You know, I really got that, the cinematography.
Was
like 80, and
88 was the first one?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, Home Alone was like 90 or 91, so.
Okay.
I mean, it's right around there.
Yeah.
So this inspired Home Alone and Toy Story. You can put that on the record.
All right. It's official. You heard it on this podcast, so it's real.
So the guy who originally wrote, when they originally wrote Child's Play, it was a completely different movie. And he wrote it. It was called Batteries Not Included.
Okay.
And when
isn't
he started
that a movie?
That's yep. Okay. When he started, it was a Steven Spielberg movie. Yeah. So when he started shopping that around, they were like, "Yeah, it can't be called this." So he changed the name to Blood Buddies. And in the movie he wrote, Chucky was not a character like he was. There was no voodoo. The dolls had like some synthetic blood in them, and kind of the gimmick that if they got cut, they bled and you had to go buy special band-aids to patch them or whatever. At some point the kid does like a Blood Brothers ritual with the doll, because he's a little too into the doll, and so his blood brings the doll to life, and then the doll starts acting out his id, basically. So if he gets angry at somebody, the doll goes and kills that somebody. So like,
which
it
is
leaned
a completely
on that gimmick.
Different movie and a very cool idea.
I was gonna say
like if we didn't have Chucky and everybody would just compare it to, like, now if that movie was made, people would just be like, that's a ripoff of Chucky,
right?
Not realizing that was the original concept.
Yep.
And it's a good concept.
Kinda,
like, I think that sounds cool.
Kind of makes you wish that's what they had done with the remake, almost. Kind of do one of those Evil Dead things where you go back to the original inspiration rather than trying to make the movie again. You go back and
scratch. Start from scratch. Yeah. They may have, because I didn't see it.
Well, so. That's fair. I feel like we would have heard about that.
Maybe.
I think we would have heard. We probably would have heard a lot of complaints. Honestly, yeah. This is not the child's play. I know.
Yeah. But, yeah, but so they changed a lot of it, and they changed a lot when they were making it.
Ruined my child's play.
Same thing. Yep.
So here's the thing that then comes into my mind when I start thinking, because I watched some interviews with the writer, and he was kind of butthurt about all the changes, except he still wrote all the rest of them, and they weren't as good. So,
so like he wrote all the Of Chucky movies.
He wrote Child's Play 2, 3, and the Of Chuckies.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So he's responsible for those movies going completely off the rails, yes, and being very different than the way they started out. Okay, yes. All right.
Are the Of Chuckies better than Child's Play 3?
Yes.
I bet okay. They are.
Well, at least...
I would think well, I've heard...
Spoiler alert for us getting ready to talk about Child's Play 3.
Yeah, I've heard Seed Of is the worst. But I don't know if I've seen Seed Of, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
You know, that's the weird thing.
Bride Of, Curse Of, Cult Of, Seed Of, is that all of them?
Yes.
Okay. Not in the right order.
Not in the right order.
Yeah.
My memories of this as a kid, this was not one of like a go-to. And I know I'd seen Child's Play at some point somewhere. But I knew who Chucky was.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he would mention Chucky in the same breath as, like, Jason and Freddy and Pinhead. You know, like, he was, he's one of those guys. But I just, man, those movies just never were in the rotation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's funny how the perception of time plays on some of this stuff, too, because it seemed to me that the Chuckies came way later.
Mm-hmm.
Than a lot of those, which I mean, I guess 10 years for some, you know, like Friday the 13th started right at 80, and this is 88, so that's a while. But right, I mean, 8 years doesn't sound like very long right now, but I guess when you are eight, it's literally a lifetime. Like the Hellraisers, I thought were way earlier than they were.
Yeah,
these I thought were way later than they are.
This is actually the same year as Hellraiser, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Well, mm-hmm. I think Hellraiser was 87,
yeah, oh, okay. The year after,
right
okay.
there, yeah. And even watching the movie, in my mind, that came way later than the other stuff, but also in my mind, it seems like it should be a totally different time. Well, I guess that's because in my mind, it seems like it should be more of like a 90s movie.
Yeah.
And it's totally, because I was watching, there's a couple of those scenes, like when they have the clouds coming over the buildings, mm-hmm. when he's doing the incantations.
Yeah.
It's got a real Ghostbusters vibe.
Totally.
For sure.
You know, for totally. Some of that. And I was like, oh, that looks like they pulled that right from Ghostbusters, which was like 4 years before this. Like it was like right around that same era, you know. But again, right now, 4 years is about, you know, a fairly normal time between sequels. It's not a really long time in movie time anymore. But back then, it was a terribly long time.
Right.
You know? I remember, because I definitely watched, I think, number two as a kid, but I only have vague memories of it. But I think I'm the same way where, like, I definitely remember the character just always being there and mentioned in the same breath as any of those other characters. Like, he was an instant icon, I think. But I specifically always remember going to the local video store, Family Video, and the box, you brought up the box already, and I do, I think I remember the Child's Play 2 box more than one, because that's the one where he's got like the Brutus the Barber Beefcake cutters with the Jack in the box,
Jack's
right?
Head off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sorry, Jack. Yeah, Chucky's back.
Yeah, exactly. So I remember that box, but I also, they specifically had a Chucky doll with like suction cups like stuck up on the window.
Yep.
And I just remember seeing that every time I went to the video store and being like, that's creepy. There's that's just there every time I come to rent my new video games or whatever.
Yep.
So and they had that for years. It was just always hanging in the window of Family
Video.
They
kept making these movies.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true. So
the first one we've talked a lot about. I want to talk about the second one. So that because there's some things I want to talk about why the first one is better.
Oh, sure, sure.
What I like about the first one. So in the second one we get Chucky's return, and at the end of the first one he gets all burned up and shot and murdered and he dies because he's vulnerable in the doll. He's become human enough that he's vulnerable in the doll now.
Yeah, yeah. And we should totally bring that up because this is going to be a recurring conversation as we go through this. So, like, okay, they set up basic rules for Chucky
right.
in that first movie that says that he has to find a human body to transfer his spirit into within a certain amount of time.
Yep.
Otherwise, he's going to become more human and thus be trapped inside the doll's right. body. And the human he has to transfer into is the first person he tells his secret to that he's a real
yes.
like he's the like
Charles Lee Ray
strangler. Yeah. yeah. So that ends up being Andy. So yep. then like he spends the whole movie basically trying to do his voodoo spell on Andy so he can take over Andy's body and be reincarnated or whatever. But then they get to the end of that movie and they basically are like, it's because, you know, he's getting more real. And they kind of set that up like where he starts.
Well, the voodoo priest who had taught him the voodoo.
Yeah, yeah.
told the mom
yeah,
that
yeah.
you can still destroy the heart and kill.
Yes.
Yes.
So that's yeah. what they end up doing. They yeah. shoot him in the heart at the end yep. and he dies. And that
which,
was the end.
Which I love, which is such a different thing. You know, like Jason doesn't really talk.
Yeah.
Pinhead's different.
Yeah.
you know,
don't say anything relevant.
yeah. but even like, you know, like when we see like Freddy get destroyed, it's you know, a little more cinematic. And you know, if he's screaming, he's screaming in protest of
yeah,
you know, being dispelled or whatever, right? They just shot Chucky in the heart and he screamed like he just got shot.
Yeah. you know? Yeah. 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 You know, well, like, I love too, like he flies. he goes flying and hits the right. wall and it's like, oh, that's yeah. amazing. Yeah.
Yep.
So then when the second movie opens with them like finding the burned up dead yeah. doll.
Yep.
Like the company.
Right.
And
play like, what play pals. Play pals.
Yeah. yeah.
And is the company. So they just like they take the charred remains of Chucky from the first movie yeah. and rebuild him. They refurbish him.
Yep.
And like they kind of like briefly explain it as like, oh, you know, we went ahead and got a hold of that doll so that it was in our possession, because they kind of talk about like trying to avoid the bad press from the yeah. The stories of the kid with the killer doll or yep. whatever.
Well, he specifically has like a safety report of yeah. the refurbishment.
Yes, yes.
That he gives the CEO to give to their
yeah. So
investors
so,
basically.
So by refurbing him, it just brings him back to life.
yeah.
It's another.
They stab those eyes to him and it explodes.
Dude, oh my god, that was that kill made me laugh out loud. Like nothing in the first movie did that, but yeah. like when that dude like, well, first of all, I love how they're like, oh, we're not used to building these manually. It takes a while.
Yeah,
like, I thought that was hilarious. So they jam the eyes in there, and that dude's like, whoa, he's getting electrocuted with like the cartoon lightning, and then he flies through that window. I was dying. I don't know why yeah. that made me laugh so hard, but it did.
The whole concept of the beginning of that with them rebuilding the doll for like no particular reason was another incidence of these movies feeling to me like they were playing off of movies that hadn't come out yet, because I got like this weird like almost like Terminator like Cyberdyne vibe, you know, oh. like how the first one the robot gets destroyed yeah. and then Cyberdyne finds the thing and they reconstruct it,
yeah,
and that's how the technology really gets there. Like, I mean, this is not apples to apples by any means, but as they're building this, well, I was like, this is some weird Cyberdyne stuff. Wait, that's yeah. years after this too, when that part came out.
Well, I was getting so I have to check
what.
Well, for Terminator 2, it'd be after it.
Yeah.
Terminator 1.
But that's where that concept came in.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Well, because I get total Terminator vibes from the end of 2 and from yeah. the end of 1. You know, like in the end of 1, like they light him on fire and then he's yeah. walking around like half robot yeah. and you know yeah. what I mean? Like
yeah.
this total Terminator stuff
yeah.
for sure. Yeah, so Chucky's back.
Yeah.
And so, he's...
For reasons.
He's hunting down Andy again. Still wants to get his body back.
Yeah, because I guess that clock restarted because he's been rebuilt. So, yeah, he can just do that again.
yeah, that one seemed a little...
I got to hurry up and get Andy.
Yeah.
Wait, what? I thought yeah. we had already passed the point of no return on that, but okay.
Right. Poor Andy has been remanded to foster care.
Yeah, like they started that movie out by like, oh, he's been separated from his mom, and his yep. mom's in a mental institute because she thinks the doll is alive. Like, it's right. crazy yep. to see like what happened to them after they survived the horrific incidents yeah. of the first movie.
Yeah.
Oh, well, things got worse for
and
them.
I missed it, but didn't you say that they have a line in there about how the cops totally recounted their statements or
yeah.
recanted
yeah.
their
they did.
Statements or whatever?
Yeah, yeah, they said the cops basically changed their story and yep. and saying that they don't believe it, which is ridiculous.
Well, which that one guy said at the end of the movie, they were like, because the Prince Humperdinck is like... Believe me now, like after the dude gets bit and choked by Chucky,
oh, yeah, yeah,
he's
yeah.
like, believe me now, and the dude's like, uh-huh, but who's going to believe
Nobody's
me?
Nobody's going to believe us. Yeah. Yeah, he did say that.
Which I actually thought was a pretty great line.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's a great line. So Andy ends up at this foster home, makes friends with this other foster girl, Kyle.
Yeah.
And... then Chucky shows up and shenanigans ensue.
I love how Chucky was able to just call the foster home and be like, "Where is Andy?" And they're like, "Oh, here's the address." And
well,
he's like, "Cool."
Except they didn't. That was a big
yeah,
because
it was
they call
really
him and,
weird.
Yeah, and because he calls and she's like, "I can't tell you that. Who is this?" Because he's like, "Ah, it's his Uncle Charles."
Yeah, he said he was his uncle.
Yeah, and she's like,
and
"I can't give you."
House.
Well, yeah, but yeah, and that's what's weird about it because she's like, "I can't give you any information."
Okay, because I was,
and he was
super.
And
like,
then he totally just showed up and was like, "Well, I'm here now."
Yeah.
So, okay.
So he killed the dude from the toy company on
right.
the way there, right? Because
yep,
he
yep.
stopped for the liquor. This is one of the things like. We should totally talk about this too, because we talk about Chucky being a little doll, and like how in the first movie, like most of the kills were kind of just like he nudged them into dying almost.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember if we saw. Did we see a strangulation in the first one?
We did not.
Specifically here, he strangles this dude to death in
yep.
the car. And all I could think of is, all right, why can't this dude just sit forward and be fine? Because this little doll, there's no way this little doll is like holding this dude back in his seat.
Yeah.
Remember,
strangling
he was tied.
Him to death, right?
Yeah, he had tied his hands.
Up.
I know, but like, there's no way that doll has enough weight to him to be able to like
pull
you know what I
back.
Mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm just sitting there going, okay, well... That's fine. I can suspend disbelief.
Yeah.
But, like, sometimes it's
I mean,
like, where is Chucky pulling all the strength
saying,
from?
He's a supernatural monster.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
There's several points in these movies where you just have to take for granted that he's got
you do.
Some. Yeah.
Absolutely. And it's fine.
So, 2 also has the great. So we see a lot again right away when Chucky shows back up. We see more of the. People getting mad at the kid, and
yeah.
I didn't
well, they,
do it. Chucky did it,
and they lean into it way heavier this time
yep.
too. I feel like
yep.
because man, they like that whole family turned on him except for
right.
the girl.
Yeah,
I thought it was immediately funny when they walk into that house and she shows him the room, and then like she goes into the closet and a Chucky doll like a you know a, whatever their
his name
good,
was Tommy.
A good guy's doll
yeah.
falls out of the closet and she's like, oh sorry, I forgot that was in there or whatever. I'm like, you forgot the thing that this kid thinks tried to kill him? Was it like you just had this conversation?
Yeah.
No, they walked out of there and he was like, haha, one of my classic pranks.
Bazinga.
They high fived each other, the mom and dad.
We also get the weird scene where Chucky kills Tommy.
Dude, when Chucky kills the other doll that's not even alive.
Yeah.
I was just like, what is even happening? Because, like, he picks up that antique and, like, bashes it over its head and,
yep.
like, murders the other doll and then buries it in the backyard. And I was just like...
That little toy shovel.
Yeah. It's like, okay. Like, this is where things I feel like are starting to take that
yeah,
turn
exactly.
with these movies.
Yeah.
Because the first one took itself pretty seriously. Now we're getting like the real silly kind
yeah.
of side of Chucky coming out.
Yep. But that one did have the great scene at the end in the by the time they get to the factory.
Yeah.
The climax in the factory is
uh-huh.
just fantastic.
So the factory is great. I love how just over the top cartoony that factory looks.
Yes.
Because it looks like something you would see out of a cartoon. Like,
yeah.
It's ridiculous. Like, it looks like a crazy maze of machinery, and the machinery is all, like, brightly colored and just over the top exaggerated in like the shapes and everything. Like there's, it's like a video game like level, basically.
It's like a Dr. Seuss book.
Dude, yeah. It is. Yeah. Well, and they have to, you know, like they do the things where they're like crawling on the crazy conveyor belts and there's the machine they got to time to like get underneath it. Like yeah, it looks like they're playing a video game.
The eye stabber.
The eye stabber is my favorite. Oh, I think we'll get to that when we talk
about it. And Jared even made the joke. It's like, well, we got all these dolls. What do we do with them? We'll stack them in a maze like we always
Dude,
do.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
That's what I was looking at. I was like, I'm glad they made more dolls than there are kids in America.
Exactly. Well, and I was also doing the thing where I was like, oh, it's nice to see these guys just go ahead and pallet all these dolls just in their boxes, not putting them in, like, shipper boxes and stuff. No, we just stack them all up just like this, put them on the pallets so you can see everything. That's how we ship them, just like this.
Run a plastic band around them. They'll be good.
Yeah, that was great.
So here we get, to the part where, and this is my favorite scene in the whole franchise, when Chucky finally gets a hold of Andy and finally gets the chance to complete his curse and nothing happens. And there's just this, man, this moment of realization in Chucky. It comes through. I felt it in my soul, man. Like it came through so well. Through a toy, you know, through this puppet. That like that moment of realization that like it's too late, I'm trapped in here.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And I don't know, man. Like maybe it just resonates with me. But just when he's like, I'm trapped in here. Look what you did.
Yeah.
I'm trapped in this thing. You know, and just the panic that comes through in that. Yeah. But then also right away, Kyle dumps a bunch of toys on him, and he's like, "What the hell?" Which is another one of my favorite things about Chucky. Chucky, like, reacts to stuff. You know what I mean? Like, when we have Freddy or, Jason doesn't really react to stuff. Sometimes he'll get, like, hit, knocked over, run down by a car or whatever.
Does the head cock.
Yeah, you know? And he just gets back up, and it's like, oh, well, I'm going to kill you now, you know?
Yeah.
Kill you a different way now. You know, Freddy, it's usually, like, a joke because he's in control at all times. So you think you just hurt him real bad and then he stands up and laughs and does something to you. Chucky reacts to stuff. Like Chucky screams when he gets thrown down the stairs. He yells and gets pissed off when he gets kicked.
When he loses his limbs, it hurts him?
Yes.
Like, he got his hand chopped off in this movie and then jammed that knife into it. And like, oh my God, that was, like he's a doll and that was still physically hard to watch.
Well, because he was getting more and more human, so when his arm gets cut off and there's like sinew and stuff in there, you're like, gross. Yeah. And
then he jams that knife in there.
Yeah.
Hey, there's also that scene though.
This movie's wild.
Yeah, man, it's insane. Well, because then he gets in that machine that's like the supposed to be the machine that like you know plugs
melts them together. Yeah.
Well, yeah, because that's the machine that plugs the limbs into the dolls. Yeah. So like he's in there and it's just jamming like legs and arms into him. And, like when that scene was happening, like I got real excited and I feel like they kind of missed an opportunity because I was waiting for a multi-armed Chucky to come rising out of there like
Well, that's immediately what I thought because they have the one when they establish what that thing does when you hit reverse.
Yeah, yeah.
And it sends a half-made doll back in there.
Yeah.
And then when it comes out, it's got like arms and legs sticking out everywhere.
Yeah.
And I was absolutely too.
That's what I thought was going to happen too. I was like, oh, he's going to come out of there and just be like crazy monster Chucky with all these arms and stuff. And then that's totally not what happened.
Yeah. Instead, he just tore his legs off and ran away. Crawled away, whatever. So now that we've got to the end of that. So they end up dousing him in boiling plastic.
Dude, that part was amazing.
And then blowing his head up with a air hose.
Because he's like, he just gets like totally like melted in like a puddle of hot plastic, which is, I loved it. I thought that was so great. Because it looked gross too, right? Yeah. Like it just looked so nasty.
For sure.
And I thought that was really cool. I liked it.
For sure. So I want to talk a couple things that I think had a real big effect difference between the two movies. And first I want to talk about how I think it's real convenient and smart that they used a doll, because that doll doesn't have to look realistic at all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the more plastic and puppety it looks, like that just fits it even better.
Yeah.
So I thought, like, I was watching a lot of the effects and thinking about, you know, like thinking about sometimes when you see, like, Chucky get flung against something and he looks like a toy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And being like, well, that works. And yeah. then thinking about sometimes when you see, like, that happen to Jason and it looks like a big dummy and you're like, ah, dummy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? You're not like, oh, cool. You're like, ah, dummy. Yeah. You know, so, like, I was thinking about that kind of stuff. There were some scenes, some of this in the first movie, Chucky is sometimes puppet and sometimes a dwarf
mm-hmm.
or a small person.
Yeah.
Dressed like Chucky. And I think those scenes add so much. We didn't get some of those scenes. Particularly there's a scene where like he's kind of he's got the knife in the first one. He's got the knife. He's kind of coming towards Andy, and you know, Andy's on the floor. It might have been the mom, somebody, because I only think of Chucky and yeah. the way he was coming yeah. in. You know, like there's no scenes like that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I loved it anytime we saw like the real person,
yeah.
Chucky, like running or scurrying away.
Yep.
I just because it looks creepy,
right?
Like just seeing a move like that, yeah. and I always thought that was such a neat effect.
Well, but. And one of the things I was watching, apparently the actor who they put in the Chucky costume mm-hmm. went and like worked with the puppeteers
yeah.
to see how the doll moved and learned to move like the doll oh, for those wow. scenes.
Oh, that's yeah. cool.
So,
that's cool.
Yeah, so.
I was also very impressed with the puppet in general through all the movies. Like even in the first movie, yes. I was real impressed with the puppetry yeah, on yeah. Chucky. Because like you said, the fact that he's a toy makes it fine, even if it looks yeah. like, you know, because like he's supposed to look like that because he's a toy,
right?
So I don't know, it just always worked
for me. I think a lot of that is the like the perception of production quality that I got out of it that I wasn't mm-hmm. expecting.
Yeah,
I just assumed it would be like you'd barely see it, and when you did, it would be super campy looking. Yeah. And instead, it looked like they put some real effort into
yeah.
it,
yeah.
you know, and it comes through.
My favorite is anytime he does the lunging jump at somebody and his legs are just like kicking frantically in the air. It's my favorite every time. I'm just like, that's amazing. Like, these people are just like going, ah, ah, and like Chucky's legs are just doing this the whole time.
Right.
I think it's amazing.
Yep. All right. So.
Oh man, do we have to move
yep,
on?
Yep, we okay. have to move on.
From not for long.
From two, from two yeah. to three.
Oh man. Oh man.
So in three, we open with the factory, and they're just right away cleaning up the factory
this
and
is
turning
my favorite
it.
Part.
Turn it. It's obviously it's been like 11 years, something like that.
Yeah, they jump forward in time. I think 8 years.
8 years. Yes,
yeah.
8 years.
Yeah.
And apparently they just shut down the factory like the immediately after two. Like they yes. didn't even clean up
yeah.
Chucky or anything. They just shut down the
yeah.
factory
well,
and
I think
called
they,
it a
yeah,
wash.
Like they locked the doors and then imported a bunch of spiders.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Just
yeah.
let them shoot webs everywhere.
Yeah.
And that was.
They let all the rats in there from the yeah. Hellraiser house.
Yep.
yeah.
Speaking of Child's Play 3 and Hellraiser.
Oh.
We had a nice little appearance by Dry Larry.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't even notice.
He's like one of the security.
He's the barber.
Yeah.
Dry Larry.
Yeah. Larry's the barber.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
I didn't even make the
yep.
connection.
I didn't either. John
well,
pointed
yeah,
it. Yeah.
Like I saw him.
He was like,
yeah,
it's Dry Larry.
I was like,
oh, it totally is.
I had to look up who, because immediately I saw him. I'm like, I know that guy.
Not Gooey
Can't
Frank.
Can't tell why I know
Not
that
Gooey
guy.
Frank.
And then I looked it up. I'm like, oh, it's Larry.
Dry Larry.
So when they pick up... but they have installed an industrial chain crane winch thing to pick up the broken Chucky.
The pile of melted plastic
yeah.
that
was still bleeding.
Yeah. Yes, that's just bleeds
8 years
it picks
later.
It up. Yeah.
So they pick
and
it up.
And immediately mold it into a...
Yeah, it drizzles yeah. blood
well,
into the still running
I was
going to
say, before they even cleaned anything up, they went ahead and just turned on the plastic vat.
Yeah.
Because that thing just started mixing plastic while the factory was still dirty. So,
yep.
okay, why not? The They just, like, flip on the... Like, the production line just starts moving again with all the old, dusty, dirty dolls on it. It's so amazing.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, this is just so... far from okay, fine. Well, and they even go in, like, because the scene after they turn all that on and they have that, like, board meeting with the toy company where we see the president again from the last movie,
yep.
where they're, like, trying to explain why they should be rebooting
good
the Good Guys toy
right.
line, and they do it. okay, I'm going to do that thing as a toy guy.
Yep.
You're never going to see a line get rebooted 8 years later and be exactly the same as it was 8 years ago, right? They're using the exact same dolls in the exact same packaging.
Yeah. They're using the exact same parts from the exact same factory.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, we're not going to get an up. Like, we're not going to change his look for a new generation. We're not going to redo the packaging. We're just going to turn the machine back on and keep producing right where we left off 8 years
Weren't
ago.
Weren't they even playing the same commercials?
Yeah. Okay, movie. It looked the same. Yeah. 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 Like, the same kind of animation and everything. And we're 8 years in the future now at this point, so I don't know. I just it's a good setup for what this movie is, I guess.
Yeah.
we're at that point now.
You didn't like this movie much.
Man, I just
let me finish the quick rundown.
Sure.
So we find out that Andy has been through a slew of foster homes, never settled, never been reunited with his mother. And now he's being shipped off to a military academy.
Yeah, he's a teenager now.
Being shipped off to a military academy. Chucky mails himself to this military academy.
Which I was like, what? Okay. Got himself in that box.
Yeah.
Wrapped it up, addressed it.
Which immediately gets passed off to a younger kid who drops it and realizes that it's a good guy doll and decides to open it and keep it himself instead of taking it to Andy like he was supposed to.
Yeah. Chucky popped out of that package ready to kill.
Yeah.
Ha-ha! Wait. Well, you're not Andy.
Yeah. So he pops out, realizes it's not Andy, gets mad at first, but then decides and gives us another change. He's like, new body. I can start all over. And so he just tells that kid who he is tries to jump into that kid. Yeah.
So, okay. So first of all, Chucky came back to life because that blood dripped into the vat of plastic. And that apparently works to transfer the spirit into a new Chucky doll.
Right.
So that's how we got Chucky back alive. And yeah, now we're just starting all over again with this whole switching bodies thing. Because that's how that works, I guess.
Yep.
And like, he even explains it out loud.
Yeah.
Like you said, which is just so ridiculous.
Yeah, like talking to him. It's so bad. New body.
New body. I just gotta tell him my secrets.
Right.
Hey, kid.
So, what are they playing? Hide the soul?
We're gonna play hide the soul. How do you play?
So they set up all these terrible people at this military academy. Andy's makes a couple friends. And then they go, they have the war games that they play every year, apparently.
There's the McLovin kid and the girl character.
The McLovin kid.
1990 McLovin.
Yeah. 1990 McLovin.
And then there's all the bad people.
And then there's everybody else. There's a carnival.
Yes, just so, right so there Chucky, on the
military
base. Yeah.
So Chucky, Chucky
just like
pursues
every military school.
Yep. And the carnival is where the end scene. The end climax chase scene takes place this time.
In the most elaborate haunted house I have ever seen at a pop-up carnival.
Yeah.
Like, in fairness,
you've never been to a pop-up carnival at a military school.
I guess so.
True.
So.
Yeah, man, this thing's insane. Well, it's a haunted house with like a roller coaster that runs through it, and
movie quality props all the way through.
Yeah, and a real sickle.
A real sickle.
And a mountain of skulls.
Chucky's face off.
Yeah, he's just standing there at one point, and the sickle swings by and lops half his face off.
Terminator.
And he's just like
Yeah.
And then a mountain of skulls they have to climb.
Halfway.
And then I guess, man, the mountain of skulls with the giant murder fan at the bottom of it. So it gets a little outlandish. Chucky ends up they end up fighting Chucky and knocking him into the murder fan, and that's the end of our movie.
I felt so bored through most of this movie.
Because
first of all, so like I feel like Chucky has a lot more dialogue himself. But then at the same time, he's also not in it a whole bunch.
Yeah.
There are long stretches of this movie where you just never see Chucky. And you're like, what am I even watching right now?
Right.
What is going on? Like, this is just the most boring character development you're attempting here. I don't know what's happening.
Well, he had moved full into like Freddy Krueger zone here, where they were trying to make him funny and give him one liners.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
And we were also getting the old trope where they set up all these bastards for him to kill.
Definitely.
You know,
like immediately at the beginning of the movie, they're like, "Here's a guy you don't like. Here's a guy you don't like. Here's a guy you don't like. I bet you're ready to watch them all die."
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
you just wait for their scenes, and yep. then they all die.
Yeah. Well, and then some of them not even interestingly.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the main antagonist, that kid who's like the drill sergeant or whatever,
yeah.
who's being a jerk to Andy the whole time, he just gets shot.
What like, about the one, and then like the, and then I kind of like how like the headmaster or whatever just straight has a heart attack
yeah.
when he sees Chucky.
Yes.
Yeah. But, and then Chucky gets mad about it.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty funny.
Yep.
But yeah, but also like, it's like the it being funny was the consolation prize.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
like, because you're bummed out. And then you're yeah. like, at least, like, well, okay, that's a joke at least.
And then, yeah. and then I will say, too, like, I was expecting more out of the barber scene. Because, like, when Chucky was just randomly in the
barber was so weird.
It
man.
Was. Okay. So when Chucky was just randomly in the barber thing, like, well, I don't even know how I got there, but okay, I guess he's in this drawer in the barber's
yeah. right.
shop. And the barber, first of all, like, it was super weird because, like, he was obsessed with, like, making the kids, like, bald,
yeah.
except he wasn't because they all totally had 80s haircuts still.
Yep.
Right,
yeah,
like
for
so,
sure.
like he'd get done with the haircut and be like, "I hope you like being bald," but like the kid's hair is still staying in the
yeah.
top of his head, and I'm
yep.
just like, "All right, cool, whatever." So
well,
like,
then there's that super weird scene where he's like walking through the mess hall and like grabbing them all by their
yeah.
hair and being like, "I haven't seen you in so long, Wednesday. I haven't seen you in oh, you look like crap." Like he'll grab him by his
yeah.
hair, wrench
yeah.
their head back. "I haven't seen you in weeks." Tuesday, and it's just like, what is this guy doing?
Yeah,
like
super weird. So like when it got to that scene where I'm like, man, I can't wait to see what Chucky does to this guy, because there's all these barber tools and stuff
uh-huh.
in here, and then it was just a throat slit.
Yep.
And I felt like that was not as
total ripoff.
Like
yep.
if you guys are setting this up to be something, you could have given me more than just slitting
yeah.
the guy's throat. We've already seen a throat slit in one of these movies, you
yep.
know what I mean? Like let's get a little, if we're gonna do this with Chucky, let's do this, right?
right?
Let's really go all in and give us some crazy kills. And they totally copped out. I will say the one creative, like real sinister thing Chucky did was replacing those paintball bullets with real bullets. That's messed up.
Yeah, so that was one of those things that was like real good in theory that just never went anywhere.
Right, it didn't really.
So
like,
for their war games, for anybody who hasn't seen, for the war games, this military academy has like a paintball
yeah.
capture the flag that
yeah.
they all participate in.
Yeah.
Chucky went through unloaded all of one team's guns. He took out all the paintballs, loaded them with live rounds, and then contrived a situation, right, where they show up to kill each other or to shoot each other, and the one bully kid, that's where the bully kid gets shot.
Yeah,
and he just gets shot and dies, and then the other kids are like, they're firing live rounds. Nobody else gets shot. It's
yeah.
not like it's this massacre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A bunch of rocks get shot. And then it just stops. And
then they go to the carnival.
Well, then they throw a grenade.
Oh, the grenade.
And McLovin,
McLovin
jumps on the grenade.
Dives on it like Captain America.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Then they go to the carnival. You know,
not exactly like Captain America.
Nope.
Yeah. And nobody else ever says anything. Like, you know, they don't go back to the military academy. None of the other kids are like, "No, what's up with that doll?" They're just like,
man,
like the doll, like the kid, because he's trying to get the Tyler, the kid that he wants to transfer into now.
Yeah,
trying to get that kid. So that kid runs away. So Chucky chases after that kid. Like, and Chucky's been there in like full sight. Like, there's a whole scene where all these people are standing around, and the only one who sees anything and reacts at all is like the bully kid, who's like, What's going on here? And he gets shot immediately and drops dead.
Yeah.
And then all the other kids kind of come in and start shooting. But, like, they're all standing around there looking. They've all seen it. It's not like Chucky's in a position where they can't see.
Right.
They just...
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he runs away, and Andy chases after him, and nobody does anything. They're just like, that's it. That's just the end of that scene.
That's the veil, man. Their brains can't process it.
I guess.
So they just ignore it.
Oof. I don't know.
I thought the idea of like jumping Andy forward 8 years and having like Chucky come back and find a you know, a teenage kid was an interesting start.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I liked the idea of where they were going with it. Mm-hmm. And but then, like you said, the movie became more about that kid who wasn't that interesting than it was about Chucky murdering people.
Right.
And even when it was Chucky murdering people, they were all letdowns.
Right. Yeah, totally. It was super weird. Like, it was, it started with an interesting idea because they didn't want to just repeat the first two movies, because those two movies were basically a continuation of the same kind of story in the same time frame.
Yeah, they're
so
pretty...
I get what they were going for. They, like, we jumped us ahead. They give us a new Andy and a totally different setting this time. Like, we're going to have a Chucky in a completely different movie. But then the whole thing was just boring, and it was a letdown. It was just not as exciting as the other two movies before it. So, failed. Failed for me, at least.
All right, guys. Well, this is the Freakeasy, so we do have a format to follow here.
Okay.
We've talked about the franchise and watching the movies. So now we have to pick a favorite movie. I think this one's going to be pretty easy.
Is this unanimous across the board here?
I would assume we're pretty unanimous.
Definitely three, right?
Yep.
Yeah, clearly.
Definitely
yeah,
one.
Yeah,
so one.
Definitely one.
One is head and shoulders above the other.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Like, two gets an honorable mention, especially.
I do feel like
three.
Two was a good follow-up.
And it was fun. I still have a lot of fun watching two. Sure. But
and it came on real strong at the end.
Yeah, totally. But one's pretty special. I liked one quite a bit.
For sure. Also, a least favorite movie. I assume we're pretty unanimous on that one.
Three's a turd.
Three is bad. Danny,
three was nowhere near as bad as some of the other movies we've already watched for this podcast. But it was
there's some bad.
It was no Jason Goes to Hell.
I would probably rather watch.
Get people riled up again.
I would probably. As long as we don't talk about five.
Oh, five. That's right.
Five was the one everybody got mad at.
They ruffled some feathers with that one.
Yeah. It was I would probably rather watch Child's Play 3 than Jason Goes to Hell.
Yeah.
Probably.
Really? Probably.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, at least Chucky was funny a few times.
Yeah.
For Jason Goes to Hell was just, 80 minutes of going, oh, come on.
Man, dude.
Okay, so what about a favorite character other than Chucky?
Mine is definitely Andy, Kid Andy.
Andy. Okay, Kid Andy.
First movie specifically, but also in the second one. But
I felt like he was a little more interesting in the second one.
Yeah,
he was good in the first one.
He grew a little bit.
Yeah,
right. Like his character grew and obviously had learned from the first movie. But
he was a little more active.
You're right. But I could totally Like I was saying earlier, like, I just really felt for the kid. Like, they did a good job of making me care about that character and all the terrible things that were happening to him because of this crazy killer doll.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I liked Andy.
I was immediately drawn to the character that reminded me of the Princess Bride every time he was on screen. So,
I got to go with the cop in one.
I can see that.
The cop in one.
Well, I'm going to go with Kyle, the other foster kid in the second one. When she is finally confronted with Chucky, I think she's great. She's a little too they try to have her be like this the 80s rebel.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
She's smoking in the house.
But you can tell that actress was not an 80s rebel. You know what I mean? Like, that girl grew up in Beverly Hills, and, but then when she is finally fighting Chucky, she gets some attitude and is a little, like, wrecks the car and, like, throws him out through the front window, and, she comes on a little strong at the end of that, just trying to take Chucky out and rescue Andy, even though she's only known the kid for a couple days at that point.
Yeah.
Okay. Outside of favorite character, who is the character that you most wanted to see get it?
Yeah. That teacher?
number two.
The teacher in number
what
two.
What was the teacher in two? Is that the one he killed with the ruler?
Yes.
Okay. Look, man.
So in my head, that was in three, but yeah, no,
that
totally
was two.
Two. Yeah, totally.
But they set that one up as, like, you wanted to see that because the way she was, like, manhandling Andy and dragging him around and everything was making me go, man, if some teacher just dragged my kid around like that,
uh-huh.
I would also stab her with an air pump out of the closet. And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But man, that I just love that because she came. She like throws Chucky in that closet, locks that closet, then locks Andy in the schoolroom and leaves for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then like immediately comes back screaming at him as she's walking in the door.
Andy escapes out the door.
Yeah, because he runs out the window.
Yep, out the window, yeah.
So, and Chucky's beaten on the closet door, so she thinks he's in the closet that she locked, which is great.
Right.
She opens that closet, and then we get that amazing, like, he pops up with that air pump and stabs her and then blows the air pump, and she flies back. Words and I was going like I cheered it on. I was like, do it. And then he like beat her with a ruler.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun.
John,
I'll go with Dry Larry.
Dry Larry.
Yeah,
okay.
He would not only was it just fun recognizing him, but he was totally creepy enough to want to see him die.
Yeah.
So, oh man.
Let's see. That I most wanted to see die was the foster dad in 2.
Oh, he was like, he awful was, too.
Yeah, he was terrible. So I didn't want to go into it too much. I'm just going to mention it in passing. I had real issues with the portrayal of them as as foster parents.
Yeah.
But I had like he just right off the bat was like a jerk.
Yeah.
And being a jerk to Andy and.
He's immediately like talking about returning the kid.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And it's like, ugh.
Yep. Gross. Which, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is a thing that happens.
I know.
And Chucky definitely murders him in the basement.
Home Alone to him.
Home Alone. He Home Alone to him for sure.
Yep,
and hangs him and then hangs him over the side and then drops him and he breaks his neck.
Yeah.
I was just super glad he got to see Chucky first.
Yeah.
You know, they did that thing where he was like, oh, hey, Paul, or whatever his name is,
like,
and
so
then
he,
dropped him and
he
let him die.
He got to realize that he was wrong, and Andy was telling the truth, and then he got it.
Yep.
Yeah. That was good stuff.
Well, so we have talked about the person we most wanted to see die, but what has been your guys' favorite kill?
Eyeball machine.
That's what I figured you'd go with.
Hey, the second they showed that eyeball machine, I was like, I can't wait to see somebody get stabbed
with
that.
All
thing.
That commotion was going on, and then that dude was just roaming around the factory
like he didn't have
any idea anything was happening.
Yeah, yeah. Just like what random dude just hanging out.
Like a repairman.
Yeah, and then he like, I love how he just crawls in the machine while things are just on and stuff. Like, this is totally safe and fine. I'll crawl in here and fix this thing.
Yep.
So like, it was great though, because like, it just gave you that tension immediately, like... It's coming.
Tension is not the word I would use.
Well,
anticipation.
Anticipation.
Yeah.
Like, you knew it was coming. It was happening, but you didn't know exactly what was going to happen. But the second he laid down on that thing, I'm like, those eyeballs are going to go right in his face. And then they did, and it was
awesome.
And
then they did.
He had the big googly eyes.
Yeah.
My favorite was more low key, but that guy from the second one, like the assistant guy who stops for the liquor, and then when he kills him in the car, like that just felt like the most dastardly to me.
Does the water gun thing
because
first?
Yeah, like he's got him at gunpoint. I can't even tell if the guy realizes it's a doll or not. He's just like scared. You could tell he's scared for his life, and then he gets the water gun thing, and then he just strikes. Like so, like you got him right on the hook. You give him that momentary relief, like, where, like, you know, he's like, oh, he thinks it's all a big joke now or whatever. And then you kill him in one of the most, like, painful ways you can actually die. And then you just had to sit there and watch that guy suffocate in that
bag.
Yeah.
Like, that one was the one that actually stirred me. Like, most of these were like, oh, look, the doll's beating someone with a ruler.
Right.
And this one was just like, oh, this one's tough to watch.
Yeah. You
know? Okay. Well, I'm going to start. I'm going to give an honorable mention.
Okay.
In the first one, Chucky murders that guy with a voodoo doll.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And like breaks his leg and breaks his arm and then stabs the doll to kill him. And I thought that was super fun.
Yep.
You know, and a little bit. It was neat to see the voodoo play out as more than just like a plot contrivance.
Yeah.
Like, oh, voodoo is a thing in this world, you know.
Yeah.
And it'll teach you not to teach voodoo to serial killers.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
I should have known better.
But my actual favorite kill is actually Chucky's first kill. The aunt that's babysitting Andy, and he smacks her in the face with that hammer, and she staggers back and falls out that window and falls like 3 stories onto a car.
He hit her in the face with a toy hammer.
Okay, with a toy hammer,
And then she stumbled all the way to the window.
Yeah, all the way across
the
dining room.
And died.
Yeah. Well, and it was just so, you know, that, I mean, they took the, they got the stunt, you know, and it was just like, you got the big wide shot of her like, falling down the side of the building onto a car. And it just, for me, it set like a different tone, you know, like, like I was like, oh, this is not, we're not getting machete chops. And,
That's what I was about to say.
You know, pitchfork stabs.
Because like, when I said earlier, like, I envisioned all this, like, gore, and it was that scene, like, right there, because they had built the tension up to that moment, and then you got that. And but not only, like, it wasn't like it was a lame kill. Like, this was like a big action set piece, basically. Like, this was a well-shot scene of them falling out of a building, but there was, like, no blood at all, you know? And seeing that kill is when I went, oh, okay, like, now I feel like I know what I'm watching.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So. For sure. So there is a lot of stuff coming with Chucky in the future. We've got, I mean, there's still a whole nother half a franchise, which is almost kind of a different franchise, the Of Chucky's.
Yeah.
We've talked a little bit about that. There was just the reboot. Apparently there's some kind of TV show in works for Chucky.
Yeah.
Any thoughts on that? Any thoughts on the future, Chucky's future?
I'd be real interested to see what they do with the TV show. I'm guessing it has nothing to do with the remake of the movie.
Nope,
and also, like, the remake of the movie is one of those things. I heard bizarrely little about that.
Yeah.
Not good or bad, which isn't
and it didn't last very long in the theaters. Yeah. It was in and out real fast. I think it's already out or coming out real quick here for video.
Yeah. I think you can at least get it like video on demand.
Like you can stream it right now. I'm positive. I saw it when I was searching for stuff.
Oh yeah.
Like it's like one of the pay to stream kind of things.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
But then that TV series is actually based on the Of Chucky movies.
Okay.
So it's separate from the reboot.
Okay.
Yeah, like so the franchise like is kind of split.
Like, yeah, both of these things were in production at the same time, but it's like one of them is one studio and one of them is the other, a different, I think. So like it's Chucky is now one of those franchises that has a weird rights thing going on where Child's Play is totally separate from Chucky.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I want to say it makes sense, but that's not the right way to say it.
It's just the way things are these days.
It fits with the rest of the mold, I guess.
Yeah.
I think it's really interesting how they have tried to reboot and revamp so many of these things, and they've all just stalled right out of the gate.
Yeah.
With the kind of sort of exception of Halloween, which we'll talk about in more detail. You know, at another time, but I mean, the Friday the 13th, the Nightmare on Elm Street, the Child's Play here, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, I guess, like they rebooted that and then made some more, but I didn't really feel like
I liked that reboot though. That reboot was creepy. Yeah,
I think that's one of my favorites of the bunch right there for sure. But it, like they made some more after that, but I didn't feel like that restarted the franchise and branched out from there. It just more felt like they rebooted the first one and then stopped for a while and then just made some more
Texas Chainsaws. I don't know. It's kind of that weird thing where it's like trying to recapture the magic of some of these iconic characters doesn't always work.
Yeah.
And when we're talking about like the most recent Halloween, I think that's a little different because they didn't reboot. They actually made a sequel to the original movie with like the original actors and everything. So like they did it proper, like with Nightmare and Friday and this new Child's Play movie, they're trying to reboot it and like recapture magic that the originals had, and it doesn't really work the same when that happens.
I feel like they're screwing up the math is a big part of the problem, because the whole reason most of these franchises have like 10 installments is because you pump $2 million into making one of these things, you turn around and you make 30, you know, and you've got a huge profit. So when you look at it and go, well, we've got this franchise here, let's do a reboot of it, but by modern standards, so we'll spend $30 million on it, and then you turn around and you make 25, you know, and you're like, well, that lost a lot of money.
Right.
That sucks, you know, a bunch. But, like, we don't need brand new top-of-the-line special effects. You can do a lot more than these movies did and still spend a lot less than you do on normal movies.
Yeah.
But I feel, and I don't know what the budgets on a lot of them are, but I feel like it's another one of those things where, like, Hollywood doesn't know why its own formulas work a lot of times.
Yeah.
And you get glaring examples like this.
Well, and we also kind of talked about in the Friday the 13th episode how, like, these kinds of movies, the slasher movies specifically, are of the times for sure, right? Like they feel very 80s, early 90s. Like they have that feel to them, and doing it now definitely feels different.
Yes.
And you know, like that remake of Friday the 13th, like they tried to make a modern horror movie version of Jason, and I just didn't think that worked.
Yeah. Right.
It was missing something that those originals had, and it's part of it is the time frame that they came out of, you know, the time that they came out of. So, I don't know. Sometimes we shouldn't just try to recreate this stuff. We should just, I don't know. Like, I've never been, like, super crazy about reboots, like being anti-reboots, but there are certain things that it's just like, why are we bothering with that? Why are we doing that? Why can't we just leave that one alone? Because your reboot's not going to work. It's not going to work in this day and age. Yeah. It just won't. And, you know, so I don't know.
Well, guys, all in all, now over his whole career, Chucky will have killed 66 people.
Over just those three movies? Or you're talking about
three movies.
So
overall,
that's over every movie overall, he's killed 66 people. Okay.
Chucky's kill count ends up being 66.
All right.
I don't know what it is for just ours. What I mean,
does he get credit for the heart attack?
Say, yeah, I'd say probably 15.
What, 10? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he caused the heart attack.
Okay,
he definitely gets credit for the heart attack.
Okay, all right.
He gets credit for the heart attack. He gets credit for the lady who fell out of the building.
The eyeball guy.
He gets credit for the eyeball guy. Oh yeah, he stabbed the eyeball guy.
Yeah,
remember the eyeball guy? Like he stabbed, he fell back, and then he got
eyeballed. Yeah. The guy that got electrocuted. Plugging his eyeballs into the doll. That's ridiculous. Ooh, okay, so I gotta bring this up before we end.
Okay.
The toy store in the very first movie at the very beginning where we see the Lakeshore Strangler. I saw a She-Ra Crystal Castle. I saw a Ghostbusters Ecto-1. I saw... what else did I see in there? I started pointing toys out. That was my favorite part. I was just like, it's just like when I watch Jingle All the Way and I try to see all the toys in the toy store. I was totally doing that.
I told you. Did I not tell him? Yep. I told him this is his favorite. He's like, oh,
I got real happy when I saw the She-Ra stuff. I was like, hey, She-Ra stuff. And then the Ghostbusters Ecto-1 was pretty clear on there, too. They had a whole section of it. So, yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
I like doing that. It's a nice time capsule.
Yeah.
Like, look at toy stores of the time and see what was on the shelves.
Anything to add, guys? I think that's it.
It was a lot of fun. I'm glad we watched these.
Yeah.
They were fun.
I really want to go watch the of Chucky's.
I do too. Yeah. I want to watch them now. And maybe that would be a good follow-up for the future. Like it'd be a fun revisit if we watch the of Chucky's.
If we get that renewal.
If we get that renewal.
If the series gets renewed.
If the
next season we'll do the of Chucky's.
That sounds good. I like that.
Well, that's going to wrap it up.
Sweet.
That's Child's Play 1, 2, and 3. Hopefully, with your support, if you guys want more, we'll be back with the of Chucky's. But next week, we will be back with something completely different. So we've done the Fridays. We've seen Jason Voorhees. Mm-hmm. We've talked the first two Hellraisers, and we've gotten to meet Pinhead. We've done the Child's Plays and we've met Chucky.
Yeah, we've done some very iconic icons so far.
Yes, some very iconic horror icons.
Yeah, iconic icon.
Is that iconic icon?
Doesn't that mean the same thing?
No.
Nope. Iconic icon. Nope.
They are iconic. They are icons that are iconic.
Iconic.
Instead of your just run of the mill icon. next week, we are going to meet. The tall man.
I believe it's pronounced Tallman.
Tallman.
I don't think it is.
Bob Tallman.
Oh, goodness. So I thought it'd be fun to throw in some less well-known. And next week's subject is a bit more of like the kind of... It's got kind of the cult following.
Okay, cool.
They're definitely probably more people will have heard of the second one than the first one, and we are going to watch the and because of that we're going to watch the first and second Phantasm.
Cool. I'm excited. I have never seen these, and I know nothing about them.
Same here.
So I am excited.
Don't get too excited.
Oh, don't get too excited. Well, we'll at least have a fun conversation. Listen,
yeah,
right?
No, it'll be fun. I love these movies. They're bananas.
So now that I've seen Hellraiser, I'm picturing Hellraiser. But I literally have no idea what this is about other than the title. That's all I have.
We're just picturing Hellraiser?
So I've seen, I won't get too into it. I had seen the second Phantasm several times. I could find that video a lot. I had never been able to find the first one for a long time, and I eventually found it at like a garage sale.
Ooh.
So I owned the first one.
We're going to watch these on VHS?
Not on VHS.
Oh, darn.
Would we
be able to watch these on VHS?
The sequel to that story is that when I went to buy the second one, because I had the first one for a long time, I never actually owned the second one. When I went to buy
saying that backwards?
No. I owned the first one for a long time. Okay. I'd never been.
Well, I thought you just said you didn't see this first one for a long time.
For a long time. But I'd never owned. I'd seen the second one a bunch, but I never owned it.
Owning, not watching.
Right.
I'm sorry. I will let you finish your story now. Great. My apologies.
When I went to purchase the second one, I actually found out that there's like five of these movies. I had no idea.
What?
Yeah. So I have a collection of five. We're only going to do the first two because I can't imagine what those other three are like.
Good.
But so that'll be next week.
Cool.
We will meet the tall man.
I'm excited.
Tall man.
Bob.
Guys, thank you for joining us. This has been the Freakeasy. Make sure you join us every other Wednesday for our regularly scheduled podcast, The Geekeasy. You can find us right here on YouTube. Like, comment, subscribe, all that good stuff. We do Q&As over on Facebook, so you should go over there and find The Geekeasy on Facebook and give us a like and ask us a question. And then you can find us in audio form on all those places, Stitcher, Podbean, Google Play, whatever Apple's thing is, Spotify. Am I missing any?
That's it. That's all of them.
Bam. Got it.
Got it.
Only took me three times to get
it. That's right.
Guys, that's it.
All
anything, right. Anything to say?
Dan, you own my phone now.
Oh, the killer phone staying here tonight?
The killer phone.
I'm John's phone. Want to play?
Thank you for joining us, guys. Happy Halloween, and we will see you next week. Mwah,
The Geekeasy Podcast is a production of PixelDan.com. Musical tracks used in the intro and outro are used with full permission of the respective owners or creators. Intro and outro narrations are provided by me, Brian T. Stevenson. PixelDan.com's The Geekeasy Podcast is provided for entertainment purposes only. The views expressed are those solely of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily represent those of PixelDan.com or any other party. Be sure to join us next time for another installment of The Geekeasy Podcast.